I think this is episode 214. I sure hope it is, or else I'll be saying it wrong. But this is the day of the eclipse on April 8th of 2024. The most amazing, incredible paramotor flight I ever had. I mean, it was the most, I can't even explain how incredible it is flying during a totality. It was epic. I mean, you know how people say epic? This was absolutely, it was epic. Anyway, so this is episode 214, season 5, The Eclipse. This is where we're going to share our stories, pictures about flying during the totality today. And how many people are in the super chat? Let us know. Let's see, who do we have here? Bill H, Joseph. I have to put on my old man glasses. Joseph, Bill H, John Wayne, Greg Laney,
Legends.
Angela Preslick, Joshua Marsh. What's up, Joshua? Joshua's there too, and he flew with us. Most incredible, incredible day. The wind was perfect all day, from sun up all the way until sundown. Incredible, just incredible. I got a couple of pictures and videos. Let me go ahead and cue one up real quick. This is me flying. I think this is the one. Let me double check. And then all of a sudden I saw the totality.
That's the wrong one.
I think this is it. So this is, there it is. You can see the shadow. There's the stars that are popping out.
I see a still picture this
Yeah,
time.
we're not seeing anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, crap, I'm watching the video right now. Well, that
Well,
sucks.
I'm glad for you,
Yeah.
but
Well,
jeez.
I got a lot of video. I got a lot of things that I had queued up. Let me go ahead and close out some of these windows. Maybe that's what's going on. I'm being a complete dork or something. That's possible. I've been known to be a dork. Let's see.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and try to pull that one back out. Anybody else out there, were you able to go and fly during the eclipse today? There we go. I think we should be able to see this now.
No, I was at work.
Work? Why would you
Yeah.
work on a day like today?
I know, right?
It's crazy. I wouldn't do that. That's crazy talk. All right, I think we got this now.
If it would have been tomorrow, I might have snuck out, even though I was supposed to work from home, and went flying during the eclipse. I'm almost sure I would have.
All right, I'm going to share this. Do you see now? All
Yes.
Yes. There
right,
you go.
when I hit play, do you see it now?
Yep.
Okay.
Pixely, but yep.
I think this is it. So way in the back, you see this looks like a cold front, or it looks like a rain cloud coming, right? I'm like, okay, that looks like a rain cloud, but that is the actual shadow coming. So I pan up and turn this down just a little bit. Did it freeze up on your side too?
Yep. It's trying to catch up now. Oh, you're skipping ahead.
I
That'll
just skip it
definitely
ahead.
screw it up.
Yeah, it's like, come on, there it goes. Come on. There it is. And saw the star pop out in totality.
Totality! I'm sure it looked a lot better in person than it does on camera
Oh,
right now, because
absolutely. It was so
yeah.
dark. All you saw was the corona. It's like I look down and there's one of my friends flying right underneath of me. I'm like, oh crap, that's right. There's other people. I need to start looking down and looking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the same way it was for me in 2017. The sky still looked kind of bright, but everything on the ground was dark, just all dark.
and all the lights started popping up all the way around. I mean, yeah. The video does not do it justice.
No.
It was dark to me, but of course it brought in a lot of light because it's a great iPhone. But that is totality for me on a iPhone 15 Pro Max. Obviously,
if you zoomed in on that, Sean, you could actually see the moon. Not, you know, the moon. You know what I'm talking about. You can actually see the outline of it.
So you
see that well, like in person.
In person, you could really see, you know, the video just did not show very much. Even when you took a picture, can you see the picture here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that looks good.
So even when you take a picture, it's like, that's not what we saw. You know, we saw there wasn't that much white around it. You know, all we saw was this corona and these weird things popping out around it. It was just incredible. Yeah. These are all the people that showed up for the fly-in, including John Wayne, our president, Joshua Marsh, Kevin Houston was there.
Oh, Kevin did come? Well, if it was that good of air, did he get to fly too?
He decided that he wanted to watch it on the ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was really awesome. And we had a really good time. We had a really good, a lot of people did show up. Yeah, so it was really awesome. I just, it was incredible. I mean, wow. Let's see. I think there was somebody else that sent a video. Let me see if I can find that real quick. I think they sent a video in one of our messengers. Did you see it by any chance? There it is. I found it. Let me open that up. Yeah, and box in Boston. So let me go ahead and show you this video that was sent to us. Give me a second. Let's see if I can find it. There it is. All right. Can you see the video right here?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Go ahead and turn that down. Come on. Play. All right, so it's not playing. I'm just going to go ahead and skip through it, but this is what they saw. And when they looked up, they saw the same thing that I saw, just a little dot in the middle of the sun with, I guess that's Venus.
You can tell that wasn't from Chopper 5 or anything. They can't do that.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really awesome. I bet there's going to be a lot of videos out there with people that have flown or was watching the totality. So let's go ahead and look over in the chat real quick. And how many people in the chat watched the totality or was in the path of totality?
I saw that too, Bill. It was like Sean Simons is in the air. I was like, oh, he must be flying for the eclipse.
Oh, yeah, you knew it. Bill H. said, I seen Gaggle report Sean's flight.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss all the cool stuff already in the first 5 minutes that I missed? Yeah, you missed it all, Tony Marzano. Joshua Marsh was up there with me and Chris. Joseph said there were hot air balloons out on the way to work this AM, and I knew it would be a good day to fly. I guess WNC is Western North Carolina.
Yes, it is. Indeed.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I know I'm real familiar with that area, Mills River. I lived actually in Hendersonville for 10 years. So.
Greg Laney said Paramotor Steve and a couple of guys rented a cargo van and went up to Southern Illinois to fly during the totality. That's really awesome. Joshua Marsh, of course, said one of the best flying. Yeah, 100% best flying days ever. Oh, and here we go. Angela Preslick says, I want to thank Lone Star Paramotor. We received an awesome windsock. Thank you, Sean. That's awesome. Yeah, it's really nice. Lone Star Paramount is really good. Really awesome people up there.
They really are. I mean, dang, that's really nice.
Bill H said, down here also tornado watch just to our west. Oh, that's not good. John Wayne says, big storm brewing up here in Arkansas. Haven't seen it, so hopefully it's just gonna be tonight, like after 8 o'clock or something like that. So another day or so, or another couple hours. Bill H said 98% here in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Wow, 98%.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, you really couldn't see anything. Gaga was blowing up during totality. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I even showed everybody over at the right before we went up to go fly during it. We just scrolled and scrolled and scrolled all the people that were flying during totality. Who else was flying during totality, or who saw it? Yeah, Dylan said Gaga was blowing up during totality. It sure was. Man,
I tell you, a couple of, I don't know if it was 2 or 3 years ago, we had an eclipse, and I remember it actually had an effect on the daylight. I mean, I could tell that there was clearly a difference, and I don't know it, and if anyone remembers this,
Yes, 2017. That's when I drove to North Georgia so I could get in the path of totality. I drove a long way, but yeah.
but it wasn't, I don't believe it was a full eclipse, but for some reason, I mean, we're supposed to be at 85%. I would think it would have an effect, but if it did, it was minimal on, you
We,
know,
yeah,
the daylight.
I could see it
Here,
from the air how it was getting dim, but it really only went dim and got dark like that last 98, 99, and then totality, you know. So, right before then, there's still a lot of sun coming through. It's amazing how powerful that sun is.
It looked a little dimmer where I'm at today, but it wasn't a lot. You could
Was
just
it like a
tell.
mind game, Steve? It's like, okay, I think it, maybe a little,
Yeah, it kept making me want to look at the sun, and I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
don't
I don't have any glasses. I'm not doing that. I was trying to look off the reflection of the cars to see if I could see like a little curve cut out of the sun.
Tony reminded me about the spinny wheel today. I hadn't
Yeah.
been working on it.
Yeah. So I think I have some more video. I know I have a lot of video, and I haven't gone through it all. So I apologize if I run through and there's something that's not what we're actually looking for. Like right before totality, I was trying to do the selfie video type of thing where I was able to see the sun behind me. And this is all I got, unfortunately, when I was up there, was the stars popping out. And the FaceTime video camera really did not show it. So it really got close. This was pretty close to the totality, but I couldn't really see it. Darn it. I guess next time we need to have a video camera that I can actually see the totality a lot better.
You were glowing in that video, so yeah,
In
you got something
October,
going
we could
on.
see Venus as well.
What's that?
In October, we could see Venus as well when the during the eclipse. It got dark enough that it popped out.
Yeah, so this was, I mean, so this was right before the eclipse. You can see that, you know, it looks like it's just a normal day, but comparatively, I'll show you what it looked like just before that. Let me go back to the videos. Like I said, I haven't gone through this, unfortunately, and I'm just
Are you flying still near the school right there?
Yes. All
There's a
right.
lot of outs right there. That's pretty good area.
Absolutely.
I mean, it
Well,
looks like you can land all over the place.
you can absolutely. So this is what it looked like before. Look at the clouds, all right? Because after the eclipse, the clouds went weird also. So this is what we saw like 3 minutes before, or 5 minutes or so before the eclipse. That sun that you see right there, that's almost completely covered. Like that's about 85%. Can't really see it on here, but when I looked on the with my glasses, because I brought a pair of glasses up there, I was watching it. And look at the clouds, because I want you to see what the clouds look like after totality. Absolutely weird. Let me go find you the after totality, because that was incredibly weird. Do I have that? Did I bring it? I don't think I brought it over, but it went from that to weird ripples up in the sky. All right, what else do we have here?
Tony's it had to be an eerie feeling all the way around.
Tony's wondering, did you get the showers done?
We, we're waiting for donations, and we actually got some donations to be able to get the shower done now. So
send some money, Tony. You heard that. Send some money.
I didn't realize I got somebody else up there. That must be Josh. I think that's Joshua Marsh right there in the background. Right above my hoop.
We're not seeing anything.
You're not seeing it?
No.
But I'm I'll take your word for it. What's up, Josh?
just imagine. We're just supposed to use our imagination.
Trying to figure out how to get back to Zoom. There I am. Oh,
Dylan Curtin. That's a new name. Dylan. Something.
Like, where'd you go?
We got a lot of stuff open. Maybe that's why it's not working. All right.
Okay.
There we go. I think we've got it now. All right. Now, do you see me?
Yes.
Okay. So right down there at the very bottom, right above my hoop, that's Josh way up there. He tried to go up to 4,000 feet. So I didn't realize that he was right behind me. I was trying to get the sun.
Freaking Icarus.
Is that like a Gen Vantage wing? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's the hybrid. It's a paramotor and a free flight wing.
Oh, so cool.
So that's the wing that I take up on the 80, go up to 5,000 feet and cut the motor, pop my earmuffs off and float around for, 20 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. So unfortunately that right there doesn't, it just doesn't show. I mean, the totality didn't show. I mean, you couldn't see anything on the phone until totality, unfortunately.
It's kind of the same with paramotoring. I mean, we can show all these people these videos and it looks great on video, but it's not the same as experiencing it yourself. I mean, I don't think it is. I mean, I can watch paramotor videos all day long, but when I'm up there flying, it's like completely different, I think.
Yes.
Exactly. Same way with the eclipse. You can show pictures, but you got to experience it for yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe one day they'll get a camera that like really looks like real life.
There. You can see it there.
Yeah, that's it. Even though that glow, I'm sure, is way more than it actually was.
Yeah, you could barely see the glow around it in real life.
Yeah.
That right there just looks like somebody stuck an eyeball. Looks like an eyeball. But
yeah, it does, doesn't it?
That's not what we saw. At all. I mean, and just like you said, when we are flying around and show our paramotor videos, that's not what we see. I mean, we really see amazing stuff. I mean, and the feeling of it, you just cannot get it. I bet if you were in an IMAX theater, you still would not be able to understand what we feel and what we see when we go up there. It's just incredible, especially now during the eclipse. I'm still in awe and shock. Or is it shock and awe?
All those.
Yeah.
You are Sean in awe. Let me share this.
Okay.
Let me make sure the volume is off. And is the right one. Yeah. Share.
Yeah,
There,
that's
can you see
probably
that?
more. I watched that too on.
So that's I guess that's Little Rock.
That's what we saw. That was it. That's what we saw right there. And see that, see those red things right there? We
Yeah.
could see those looking up.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess they
Like little
were
craters in the sun, and let's just that little bit of light through, you get those dots.
I think
Or
those
the moon,
are
I
solar
mean.
flares.
Not the sun, the moon.
Are those solar flares?
Yeah, that's was one of the things that was so special about this one is that the solar flares were going to be really intense, and you should have been able to see them by the naked eye.
Oh, wow, that's
Oh.
cool. I saw the solar flares then. That was really, really neat.
Cool.
That is cool. Let me see if I can speed it up a little bit.
So that's actually video. Okay, yeah. That's
Yeah,
much.
this was from my iPhone 5.
Yeah, back then they really made those iPhones so much better than the iPhones
Man,
now.
how did you get the weather and all that and the path of totality and all that on your one iPhone screen? That's
Hey,
pretty
man.
good.
Special.
So all that red down there was
It
a
must be flares.
flare?
Solar
Holy
flares, yeah.
crap.
You can
That
see it's
makes
changing
sense.
shape, and there's multiple ones.
Wow. You know that right there is probably multiple, many, many times the size of Earth, that solar flare itself.
Soon as you see that, it's time for glasses back on right there.
Apparently, there's something that's really special about studying being able to study the sun in the full, when it's a full eclipse, the ring that whatever the ring that it leaves, there's something that well, that's really cool, man. I mean, if that's what you saw, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's what we saw. And then the cool thing was too that, as this big shadow came through, which I thought it'd be more of a shadow, but like I said, it kind of it more looked like a big rainstorm heading your way as you're flying, because it got so dark you couldn't see behind it through the shadow. So to me and my eyeballs, it looked like a big rainstorm heading my way really, really quick. Like if I did not know that this was the totality coming at me and that was a shadow, I'd be like, okay, gotta get on the ground quick because that's a huge rainstorm. But it was just that was just the shadow. And then when it got there, all of a sudden that last flash pop, and then you saw
So Kevin's mom
cool.
was there too.
Yeah, oh my God, she
That's why he was scared to go flying. His mom was there. He's like, I'm not flying right now.
Okay, so Kevin, did he fly?
he wanted to watch it from the ground.
Oh.
So he decided to stay on the ground and watch it, and then just me, Josh, and Chris went up. Everyone else wanted to stay on the ground and watch it, which I understand. You can see it better from the ground, I was kind of thinking the same thing. It's like, should I go up there? What would be the difference between staying on the ground and going up on a paramotor to watch the eclipse? Well, number one, I saw this huge, massive shadow thing coming my way, which looked like a big rainstorm. Secondly, as soon as it went to totality, I saw the stars went pop, 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 which was cool. Obviously, you can see it on the ground, but then I saw all the lights from the cities turning on, the street lights turned on, all that stuff, and it just lit up like it was nighttime. And then as it got darker and I looked off to the side, everything else started turning on, the lights started turning on, and then all of the stars that were over here, I could see more and more stars as it got darker and darker as the moon went by. The wind was weird. I tried to do some videos where you could see the wing, and it just acted weird. I can't even explain how weird the wing was going, how the wind felt and the smell and just everything was just so foreign, but so exciting too to see this thing. And then you could see this light coming from way behind this storm looking thing, and it got brighter and brighter. All of a sudden, boom, it popped, it went from totality to now it got brighter. And now all of a sudden it's like a dimmer switch that went from nothing, and then it just slowly turned on the sun. It was just incredible.
Josh said he tried to go up to 4,000 feet so he could see the whole shadow on the earth. I think he'd have to be a lot higher than that. Just, I don't know how high, but it stretches pretty far. You have to be able to see like almost a state across to be able to see that.
Yeah, we definitely saw a bunch of airplanes and jets making big, huge circles up there. So it was like they changed the area, or they changed their flight path so they can see the totality. And look at that. Everything else looked like it was all dark or full of clouds. And today was just beautiful as far as blue sky. You know, all this rain that we're supposed to have today just went right through and got pushed back to tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of other places that had a lot of clouds. So y'all got really lucky that the rain decided to wait until after it was all over, which is awesome.
That's really neat, that path of totality and how massive that is. Yeah, you'd have to be up at the space station to see it, it looks like.
Pretty much. So
I've got a question for Josh. Did he see the whole circle of the whole shadow?
I don't think he would have, because it, like I said, it just looked like a big, massive rainstorm.
You only need to see 60 miles each way, he said, from his calculations.
Okay. 60 miles.
Huh? Alan says when you three landed, their faces looked like they had seen the face of God.
I think we did. We were definitely closer. Oh, yeah, and shout out to John Wayne. I got an official John Wayne hat, if you can see. Come on, come on, come on. John Wayne hat. Yeah, come on. You see it? John Wayne hat. There we go.
Yeah, nice.
Official John Wayne hat.
Do you still have the price tag on it or something?
Whatever he left on it. I didn't take nothing off.
Yeah, it's just a official. Brand new hat sticker.
Mm-hmm. See, it's really official.
Yep. There you go. Did he sign it for you?
I wish he did. Did he? Nope, but it smells like John Wayne. Yeah, thank you, John. That was really nice of you. So I got my new John Wayne hat.
Hey, check out this picture.
Okay.
Let me see if I can share it with you guys.
All right.
It's pretty cool.
Are you finding these like on the internet, or did someone send it to you?
That's where I found the one for Arkansas. Okay.
Right, Bill? I met John Wayne. I didn't get a hat. I feel deprived.
You see that? His friends, man. I'm just saying.
I get it.
I should have had like a selfie stick or something. I just had that on.
That looks like a calendar picture right there, Jim. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Good point. I need to mention that to him.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That is.
Yeah, that should definitely Jordan be a Weber. Calendar picture for this year. I mean, that's paramotoring and the eclipse all in one. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, Jim, we should set up a page to where people that were in totality got good pictures of it and or were flying a paramotor should upload their pictures to it. We should do a calendar of the eclipse this year. I mean, 2024, that's pretty cool.
We got it all set up.
Well, how do we get to it?
PPGcalendar.com.
PPGcalendar.com. So if you got some pictures, go over to PPGcalendar.com, go to the photo submission, and upload your pictures.
There you go.
Well, there's how you can try your wing on a telephone pole.
Yeah.
That's a good way of doing it.
So why does it say contest has ended?
Because it was supposed to be only for the weekend, but I can make it longer.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, we definitely need to make it at least this next week so we can get more people to go to ppgcalendar.com and send it to you.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be lots of videos and photos showing up after today. They got to edit them, you know.
Yeah, Josh has it all on his GoPros.
Paul Marzano says that being in the sky was far better because lots of people got to see it from the ground, but only a few got to see it from the sky. So he's got a point there.
That is true. That is true. Forever in perpetuity, we'll be able to say, hey, we flew our paramotors during a totality eclipse.
I did send back my PPG Smoke V2 headset, I guess. Well, one of them, the one that didn't have side tone.
Yeah.
And it said that he was supposed to get it Saturday, and I'm not kidding you. It's like Saturday he received the package and mine went out at the same time. Like, boom, boom, right back out the door.
How long is that warranty for? Until when?
Well, the warranty, to be able to, you have to postmark it by the, I think, the 10th of April. So you have two more days to postmark and send a headset in. Then he will send you another one, the new version.
Okay. I definitely need to do that.
I mean, if you don't have the email, I can forward an email to you or something. So you can, you know, you should have got the email, though, that says, hey, put your order number and then you put down, you know, that's it. You name, address, email address, and ship it off to him. Then he'll send you the new one.
Yeah, I definitely would like to do that.
I kept my original one because for some reason it has side tone where the second one didn't and sounded like complete garbage. So I'm keeping the one that sounds good.
What is side tone?
Side tone is like if you're wearing a headset and you know, you got these big earmuffs on your head, right? So you can't hear yourself talk. So if you have no side tone, which means you can't hear yourself in your headphones, you tend to yell into your microphone because you think you can't hear how loud you're talking. So side tone is a way to even out your voice and also know that your mic is working at the same time. So when you talk, you can hear it. It's not loud, but you can hear your voice in your headphone as you talk live. That's what side tone is.
And he said that the old version was better than the new version. And
yeah, the original one that I first got had side tone. Then they did the update second version, which they said they had the problems with. And that one doesn't have side tone. And I've seen other people that got the new one, the version 3, that don't have side tone, which side tone, I do like it. But if the new one doesn't have side tone, but still sounds good, I may just run that one. We'll see when I get it, I guess. I have no idea.
I would insist on side tone.
Yeah, side tone is, it helps a lot. I mean, no doubt. But
it's excellent. Yeah, I just had to write a note.
Yeah, so make a note so you don't forget. Yeah.
Yeah,
I definitely it's literally like I forget what day, but I know it's within the next day or two, you got to have it sent off.
Yeah, because I know that my microphone never worked. So it needs to be, you know,
right.
Back anyways, because it never worked. But the noise canceling
said it was 114 miles across the eclipse where he was at.
I don't
114
know.
114 miles wide. That's pretty cool.
I don't know for sure.
What's
up, Mac? Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Congratulations on your PPG2 and your trike flying book.
Appreciate it.
He is our director of engineering. He is an engineering whiz. He's an old Marine Corps URA, met over
Thank
at
Lone Star. Your service. Thank you.
Yep. It says make sure it's postmarked by April 10th to be eligible for the warranty. So you got until the 10th.
We'll definitely do that. I have to do that for sure.
Yes, definitely. You need to get one that works, man. You'll be way happy about that.
Yeah, I like things that work. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's always a good thing.
It is. Mac, were you able to fly during the totality?
No, I was skydiving during the totality.
Oh, that's even better. That's right.
Whoa.
So So tell us
about
your...
Did you, like, turn over and look up at the sky?
Yeah, how does that work? Tell us about that. Yeah. Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, we were flying over here at Skydive Spaceland in Dallas, and I'm the senior technician. I work on the planes and also jump from them and stuff. And so we went up about 14,000 feet, and we got up there with about the corona started about, we were at 1 minute into it, and then we jumped. And we had about, 22 people in one aircraft and 19 in the other. And we all jumped out and just enjoyed high pulls. So we jump out at 14,500 feet. We open by about 13,500 feet, and we're just under canopy the whole time, just watching everything going on.
So, that's so cool.
Any pictures?
Yeah, it was pretty surreal. So,
wow.
How long are you able to fly when you do the high pulls like that?
Anywhere between depends on the size of your canopy, how much it's loaded, and then everything, and then usually between 10 to 15 minutes. So you can stay up there for a while after actually you're floating up there, or if you're under a high speed canopy or wing, as we like to call it in paramotoring, it can be just a few more, just maybe 5 minutes instead from going that altitude. So it just depends on how that is. But with mine, I'm wing loaded like a 1.3. So it's tracking. I stay up there for about 11 and a half minutes total. Through the whole eclipse, through the whole corona and everything.
Yeah, because totality only lasts like 3.5 minutes, right? So
that's correct.
He was up there plenty enough time to see the whole thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was gorgeous. Absolutely. And it was, you know, I was kind of skeptical at first because I never really seen one, but you know, I thought, oh, what's the big deal? Then when the corona was out, I was like, yeah, that's a big deal.
Exactly. Yeah, people are always like, I don't get the big deal, blah, blah, blah. If you see one, then you'll be like, okay, now I know what it is.
Yeah. And we had a big crowd here too. We probably had about 300 or 400 people here that were all just outside watching it as the skydivers and everything were coming around. So it was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome.
That's so cool. Oh my God.
That's another thing I saw as I was flying around out, you see different people in different fields that are camped out all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are they? Oh, that's cool. So they, I don't know if they, rented that spot or whatever, but in all these different fields that you saw out there in my videos, there were people sitting there, tents and stuff, looking up. So,
yeah. Yeah. And the crazy part about it was that we had jumped it so high and you could hear people even all the way down on the ground cheering and yelling and just having a great time because whenever it finally went into its corona, it was awesome. You could hear everybody screaming and yelling, which you shouldn't be able to hear that at that distance, but
you wouldn't think.
the wind had calmed down so much. It's like we had total cloud cover up until we actually took off in our airplanes, because the lower layer of clouds were at like 2,500 feet. And they were, and then when we got above them, it's like all of a sudden the wind died. It's just like a perfect time for the sun to come out, or for the eclipse to do what it was doing, and just amazing and beautiful. And the wind had died down enough where we were almost a zero wind landings, and it was really surreal. It really was. So,
did you get any videos?
No, I didn't carry my video with me. There are some people that did get some good videos. But mine was mostly, I need a better, GoPro. Yeah.
And the thing is though, the video does not, you cannot look back at the video and go, yeah, that's exactly what I saw. No. You had to look up and hope that the video was able to capture something to remind you of what it actually looked like, because it's not the same.
No.
There's no videos that really show it. Actually, the one that Will showed earlier was pretty darn close to what we saw.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Will, can you show that again real quick? The video, are you able to pull that up?
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Yeah, that was what we saw from, obviously not that big, but when you're looking up, seeing something like that was absolutely spectacular. I can't even imagine, Mac, not, me, I had my earmuffs on, had the motor going, trying to look around to make sure I kept my altitude, because I can't imagine, I'm looking up and then all of a sudden looking down and there's a, tree in front of me. But I did look down and I saw one of my friend's wing go right in front of me. I'm like, whoa, okay, I really need to look down a little bit.
Yeah, I got you, man. Yeah,
But yeah, it was really super awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was super impressive. You know, God's wonders are amazing. So,
It
yeah.
is. It is. Yeah, I kept as I'm flying up, kept on looking up at the sky with my little what do you call it? The I guess the paper glasses, because I had the plastic glasses too. Is that it? Is
Yeah,
that
look
what?
how dark it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear me, right? I'm not on mute. Yeah,
Yeah,
good.
totality was
That's
really dark.
I'll fast forward it to there you go.
Yeah, that's what we saw, and I saw the red
Yeah, it was
spots
super dark.
too, and we determined that those red spots were solar flares.
Yes, that's
So
correct.
we can actually see the solar flares when looking up at the totality. Yeah, so that right there is what we saw.
That's
That
cool.
was that's a pretty, what do you think, Mac? Pretty
Yeah,
close to what
absolutely.
we saw.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
these iPhone videos, not really.
Because it was like actually where we were at, you could see where the rays were coming around the moon, not just like a halo right there, like you see that, where see at the very top part, it has a little lobe, but it looked like it had stretched out like a good distance from it, like 2 to 3 times the diameter from it.
Yes.
It was
Yeah.
beautiful. Yeah.
It looked
Look at
pretty
that.
similar to
There we
this.
go. Yeah.
Looked pretty similar to this, but man, and if you are not there, you just
That's pretty wild.
because we also saw the stars out too. This doesn't show the stars out, and the sky was still wasn't black like that. The sky was blue still. So blue, you could see the corona, and then the stars started popping up. So even that video, so that was really good. Obviously, it was professional. Still could not capture what we actually saw
Not even
and
close.
felt
Yeah.
going from like 80 degrees to God, it must have dropped to at least 10 degrees, if not more, and then it warmed back up afterwards, back up to almost 90 degrees. I think it was 86 when I saw the temperature last.
Was it really? I don't remember looking at it.
So it must have went from 80 to 20 to 20, 80 to maybe 70, then back up to 86 afterwards. It was just incredible.
And did you see after the when the actual corona had stopped and now actually the moon was passing through the sun, did you actually look at the ground and see
Yeah.
the rays? See how
Yeah, I
that
saw. Yeah,
was?
it was like pop. It was like, yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
It was awesome. I
That was
was like,
crazy.
yeah. Our owner flew in his King Air, and we were sitting over there after the landing and everything, and just kind of looking at the moon and everything. And I got up my welding helmet, and I was looking at it, and I was like, man, it looks even better than what the helmet I was wearing at the time, which is like really dark anyway. And it was just amazing seeing its actual waning as well as, you know, coming in and everything. It was an excellent experience. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, and then after we landed, it was still there. So looking at the shadows, you saw your little half shadows all over the place from the leaves and things like that. So you saw the half shadow snakes
Oh yeah.
around the ground, and those weird popping, the light popping for about 10 seconds, after the moon went over it was just a weird phenomenon.
Yeah, very,
And
very
we were
once in a
able to.
lifetime that deal. I'm glad we had a chance to enjoy it.
Yeah, so
Sweet.
I think that we're gonna have to go to, I mean, they're gonna be around the whole world. I mean, they don't just stop, but I mean, where's the next totality? Somewhere around the world, someplace, right? Where and when is that next one?
Don't
Does
know.
your thing show you will or anybody have it open or know when the next one is around the world? Because I would really like to be able to go to where that is across the
Well,
world.
while he's looking for that, I got the website. It's set up now, so for another 7 days, you can upload pictures of the eclipse for a calendar that we can do up for everybody.
Okay, and tell us again where that is.
ppgcalendar.com.
In the United States, you won't be able to see it again until 2044.
The next one is March 14th, Pacific Americas, Western Europe, and Western Africa.
So
Gonna have
20
to go.
years for the US.
And, yeah, but you're talking about traveling, Sean. So there you go, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can go over there.
Western Africa's pretty this time of the year.
So what'd you think about, not to change the subject off the eclipse, but what'd you think about that power line crash?
We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Matt.
Okay. I will leave y'all. I'll leave that for tomorrow.
Wait a minute. What power line crash?
You have to watch the show, Sean.
No, I was flying and watching the Totelli. So something happened. I mean, if you're going to be doing it on your show tomorrow, just give me an idea.
Everything's completely cool. Everybody is fine. No serious injuries. Nothing like that. We're just going to talk about that subject.
Is there somebody that we know that happened to, or just in the community, or what happened?
Was in it in the community? I do not know him.
Okay.
He is a popular YouTuber. The main thing I noticed from it was you could not see the telephone poles. There was trees on each side, so there was just a wire. So, yeah, it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it was by a road, so I guess you got to watch out every road you go over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was ridiculous how the trees were taller than the poles. And they were all around those poles.
It looked like they were planted there on purpose, you know, just to cover those freaking poles.
Yeah. And it was quite the span, too, between the clumps of trees.
Yeah. By the time he saw it, it was too late.
All right. You're killing me. Where was this? Was this on Facebook or where
it's on YouTube.
Is it YouTube?
Yep. Just look for power line, something.
I would like to talk about it tomorrow. That's kind of.
You can talk about it tomorrow.
Not if we're going to talk about it tonight. That'd be kind of boring for the.
No.
The gang.
There's a whole new group that shows up tomorrow. You know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Still didn't see it.
I'll send it to you.
There you go. Will's going to send it to you so you can view it at your convenience.
I just sent it to the guest chat.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
I think it was in the guest chat already. I think that's where I saw it from.
I think Billy. Oh,
yeah, I didn't put it there. I just had it on my page or whatever.
Well, I just searched for Power Lines Paramotor, and there is just rows and pages of.
Go to the guest chat.
Of people that have apparently gone into power lines. So
I guess
one's pretty recent.
Yeah, I just send it to the guest chat.
All I saw is dang. Is that it? Oh, okay. So that's your thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to check it out. I just want to see who it is. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, if you're going to be talking about it tomorrow, definitely. We won't talk about this, but yeah.
Yeah. I thought about that too. I was like, oh, there's something Will can talk about tomorrow. I did. Yeah. See, I was thinking of yes. See how I am? See?
Right on, Linda.
Has anyone told you
that you rock?
What month is Moonshiners?
August, isn't it? The end of August, 1st of September. I'll tell you exactly.
Moonshiners or Dave Perkins? Well,
Dave Perkins is Labor Day or Memorial Day, whichever one is in September. It's that weekend.
Is Perkins in Ohio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just across the border, man. You could sneak across. No one would even know you were there.
You will not let me go to Ohio. I don't know what it is.
Just jump in your car. Just go. Just go.
Yeah, right.
Literally, Perkins is on the freaking border. You got where you take the LZ, you got the Ohio River, and you got Kentucky. I mean, it's like you pop back and forth between those states.
That's not even far. That sounds even more interesting than going to Moonshiners.
That's a tough one right there, because those are two of my favorite fly-ins.
Ooh, oh, you gotta flip a coin.
Well, yeah. I got one next month that I'm going to, so I'm good.
Oh, I can't wait to see all the videos, Scuba.
This will be Spring Wing. It's on the eastern shore of Virginia, so it's like Virginia comes out, and then there's one strip that runs up towards Maryland. So basically there's a field right in the middle, and you got the bay on one side and the ocean on the other side. So there's water on both sides, but lots of fields in the middle. So it's beautiful over there. Really is.
Ooh, you're going to be triking.
And it's a privately owned airfield. It's Campbell Airfield. Mr. Campbell comes out and checks on us when we show up. He's really cool.
Good. It's about time you get back up in the air.
I know, right? Well, I was going to go a couple weeks ago, but yeah, no. Was it last weekend? Yeah, but our fearless leader that invited us all there had engine trouble, so I stayed on the ground, helped him out. And then it got too late to go. I wasn't going up with all them thermals. I don't want to play. Yeah.
I think I have a tandem ride lined up.
There you go.
Yeah, Alexa. I knew you would. Alexis.
Quintana?
Yeah. Yeah. She said, yeah, she was like, I don't see why we wouldn't get you up in the air. So I'm super psyched. And then I'll have Bonnie on the ground and she'll be taking videos and pictures.
Nice.
So Bonnie and Brian will be there. Bonnie and Brian friends are going to be there. So for sure. I know Jeremy is going to be there. I'll probably meet some more new peeps there, right? That I didn't meet last year. So it'll be fun. Last year, Mike Cotter was there. And yeah, we had a good time. It was super fun. So super psyched.
Excellent.
Get another one now. Super Excellent. Duper. Yeah, I drove by there on Saturday and by a torch. And every time I go by there, you know, I see the airport, I have to yell like a little kid.
Scuba, it's...
No, we're not stopping to take pictures.
July 30th, okay.
Through August 4th.
Hopefully around, next week it's going to start warming up, I think, for both of us. So anytime starting next week is flyable, I think. As long as we don't have this crazy wind that we've been having the last, I don't know how many months. It's been nuts. Oh yeah, it's only 9 miles an hour with gust of freaking 40. Yeah, I don't need the gust.
Gust of 40 is just maybe a tad bit too much.
Well, okay, I'm exaggerating. It did say 38 though.
Oh, well, that's good. Go ahead and send it. Just not at 40.
Just send it.
Yeah, 38 is fine. Just not at 40.
No, I'm with that whole, if it's more than 5 miles an hour over the regular wind, I don't do it.
Yeah, I agree. I've been out at the fly-in since Thursday. We had people coming out Thursday. I've been out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today. I am exhausted. So how about we spin the spinny wheel of winny things? Ron Torin over in Lone Star is going to be giving out something, either a windsock or something else that's really cool. He's been helping us sponsor the show. So thank you very much, Lone Star Paramotor. Oh, somebody took off their glasses. So I think I know what that means real quick, Will, before we do the spinny wheel.
Is that what that means?
Man, it must be.
I know.
Hey, wait.
I remember.
Let me get on the right thing here. Hold on a second.
One, two, three.
Hey, now.
Wait. Let's.
There we go.
Okay, you ready? One, yes. Two, three. All right, we got it.
All right, good.
All right, good.
Cool deal. Oh, did you get the hand pop up?
Huh? Yeah, you're when you do the thumb thing, it pops up saying, hey, sweet. And then when you do this, you should have little hearts too. Come on, heart. There you go. Look at the hearts popping up.
Yeah,
you're the only one that gets the hearts. I think it's because you're like an admin or something.
I can only do the thumb. I don't know why hearts don't work.
No, I don't get the thumb.
I don't have to do nothing.
I have gotten the thumb, but not the heart.
Yeah, thumb. Where's mine at?
See, I do the thumbs and then it just goes dark.
Oh, two thumbs.
Yeah, so I do this and look at it, my whole thing starts going dark. I don't know why.
Nothing.
It just sparkles and stuff.
I don't have to do anything. I just sit here and look pretty. while you guys are all thumbing. That,
that's us guys. That's how we roll. So once again, thank you, Lone Star Paramotor down in Texas. If you want to learn how to fly a paramotor or trike, go see Ron Torin over in Lone Star Paramotor in Texas. Really great place. I love it down there. All right, Will, let's do the spinny wheel of Winnie things.
Got it.
Oh, my favorite part.
Can you see it?
Yep.
So if your name's not on the list, please holler out.
Woo! It was a busy, busy day today for everybody. So that's cool.
Chatters.
Thank you for joining us tonight. It is Monday night. The only place to be is hang with us. Talk about spinny winny things. We got Tony Marzano, Mr. Vegas in the house, Bill H, Joe Hudgens, John Wayne Cowboy, Ebub, Greg Laney, what's up? The beautiful Angela Preslick, Joshua Marsh, Dylan Curtin, Paul Marzano, Ellen Houston, hello, sweetie, the other Nick, Tom Thomason, and Guardian Service Dogs. Good luck, everybody.
Did I miss anyone?
All righty. Let's rock and roll.
Thank you so much.
I've been trying to tell these dodos that are like, oh, I want to go flying, man. And I'm like, well, you need training. And then they're like, well, I don't know, man. It's like 20, but I'm like, it's $1,200 right now if you hurry your butt up.
Who do we got? Who's the last one you put in?
Is it Kaylee? I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know.
Yeah, my name's not in there.
Well, sure. You're on.
Everybody on there?
Panel. Yeah, you're on the panel, dude.
On the panel.
Yeah, for some reason we're restricted when we're on the panel.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You tried, Brandon. You did.
I still say to make it fair, everybody should be able to participate in the spinny wheel.
What's that?
I say to make it fair, everyone should be able to participate in the spinny wheel.
Okay, so this is all democratic and stuff, so let's go ahead and take a vote on the panel. Should we, as a panel, be on the spinny wheel and possibly win something where people are listening to this may not be able to get it because we won something because we are on the panel? It's all right, whatever. I mean, you know.
Preface it with, we are volunteering our time to be on this show.
That's true. So, all right, panel, here's the vote. Should your names be on the spinning wheel of winning things? And also, too, everyone that's out there listening, should the panel be able to have their name on the spinning wheel of winning things? We got to go both ways. We got to make sure that we do this right. So, panel, what do you think? Everybody vote for your name can be on the spinning wheel. Thumbs up. I see Will Fly. I see Scuba. Mac, is that you? Okay. Yeah, that's me. Jim. Mac,
yeah.
Paramount. Oh,
this is a tough one.
Yeah, all the people in the chat will say no.
I'm just saying, when they give away a windsock or something, and then
it lessens the chances of the people that are in the chat to win, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or it lessens the chance of people coming on the panel and hanging with us each night.
We're here every week like they are. I don't see the big difference.
Okay. You guys win. You win.
Okay. All right.
I guess I'm outnumbered.
So let's look in the chat real quick. What do you think?
Everybody can be on there except for Linda.
There you go.
You could be winning one of them fancy cowboy hats, Linda, but your name's not on the spinny wheel.
I know.
John Wayne said it's all rigged anyway. It's a conspiracy. Tom says to include everybody.
Oh my God.
Tony Marzano said, I didn't know they were not on there. The other Nick says yes. So it looks like it's a yes.
How about if we don't do it this time around? We'll do it next time.
Oh, no. We're going to do it right now.
Everybody said include everyone. So.
You all say you want our names on there.
Okay, well, I'm not going to include my name, but I will include everyone else's name.
Don't include my name.
All right. So, how do you spell scuba?
I don't know. It's not Cuba, I'll tell you that. Which I get.
Don't put me on there.
All right. So, Brandon, Back. All right. And
do I have what am I going to do with a windsock if I want it anyway?
Like, I don't know. I'm kind of
use
thinking
it as a as one of your thingies.
Pump. What?
Yeah, that's it. Pump.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. So are we good?
Okay. All right. All right. Good. Okay.
Here we go.
Let's see.
The now if one of us people... win, it's gonna be like, oh, it's so rigged.
That's why I'm not putting my name on there.
The people have spoke. The people have spoken.
Lord. Look at the cats. I like way up in the camera. What's
oh my goodness.
He's mesmerized by the
you need
pump.
To teach that cat to chomp your head off.
It did look like it was a giant head, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. The perspective, right?
She wants the pump. Thinking, they're shiny.
Scuba needs to train his Tyrannosaurus Rex to reach over and chop his head off.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
That's true. Oh, come on now. Watch Scuba win.
No, it's not going to hit me. It's going to get Brandon.
Oh, Brandon.
Brandon and Greg Laney.
There you go.
I'm thinking maybe Greg Laney. I don't know, man. It's still moving.
It's still going. Greg.
Oh, man.
Here it comes.
Close.
And Greg got it.
It's rigged.
Yes. Dude, I don't take this the wrong way, man. But, like, Brandon, I'm glad you didn't win.
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, I'm like, where's Will's name? I forgot he didn't put his name on there.
Congratulations, Greg Laney. What do we do next, Sean?
So, Greg, all you have to do is get up with Ron Turin over in Lone Star Paramotor and let him know that you won a prize. I'm not sure exactly what he's going to have this week. Just let him know that you won it on PPG Grandpa's Paramotor Podcast.
Oh.
And, you know.
I jinxed it. That must have been what happened.
What?
You jinxed it?
Because Brandon was so close. And then when Brandon had his name on there, you remember, and I said, no, name's on there.
You know, if Mac would have won it, everybody said, it's rigged. I'm like,
nah, it's all good. It's not rigged. That's proof it's not rigged.
But look at your hat, Mac. What do you have on your hat?
Oh, yeah, I earned that.
Got the Lone Star Paramotor, right? You already got it.
Seriously, man, Lone Star has got an awesome freaking logo.
Yeah.
That's just an awesome design.
Not only that, but when you go through their course and you become a flyer, you get this really amazing solid pin with wings that says Lone Star Paramotor. It's very, very inclusive, where if you don't go through their class and you don't fly with them, you don't get one.
That's right.
Yeah. It's really awesome. So you might want to go down there and take a class or something just so you can get one of those really awesome pins.
So Greg's asking for the information again. It's Ron.
Yeah, Ron Torin over at Lone Star Paramotor. So if you go to lonestarparamotor.com, if you go to the contact us, you should be able to let Ron know that you won on Clear Prop TV or PPG Grandpa's Paramotor Podcast.
There you go. Congratulations, Greg Laney. I'm really, really awesome. I'm happy for you. Here you go. You get a pom-pom.
And I'll text Ron too to let him know that that you're going to be contacting him.
Cool.
All right, guys. Grandpa is exhausted. What happened? So let's go ahead. What? What happened? What?
I don't know. Everybody went away. Maybe it was me that did it.
Don't forget your headset, Sean. I know you wrote it down, but I'm just...
Oh, there we are. I lost me for a minute. The pom-poms did it. I jinxed something. Like, everybody went away in a little box. You guys were all in this little tiny box. Like, what are you doing in there?
All righty. So I am exhausted. I hope it's okay that we call it a night. I need some sleep.
I don't know. We better vote on it.
No more voting. Nope. This is an executive decision that we're going to say good night tonight. So, Will Fly, tell us a little bit about yourself, all the cool stuff that you do, and how do we get up with you and your really cool videos?
Yeah, sure. You can check out my videos by searching for Will Fly on YouTube or on the web, willflyppg.com. Take you to the same place. I just like flying paramotors and checking out different fly-ins and
document and little tips I pick up along the way. So yeah, if you see me at a fly-in, make sure you stop and say hey. If that doesn't work,
Hey.
smack me, man. I'll eventually come around.
Awesome. Yeah, Will makes the best videos. If you haven't gone over there yet, definitely go over, check out his videos. They're pretty sweet.
I almost forgot, Sean. I'm
And don't
sorry.
forget tomorrow too.
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. We're going to do a podcast. You all know what the topic's going to be, but that's not going to be the whole show. It's pretty much real eclectic and just kind of organic talk. A bunch of people get together and we just talk. And if you live in the Southeast, oh, so ppgshane.com will take you to that tomorrow night at 8, that show. And if you live in the Southeast, check out our Facebook page, Southeast Paramotor. That's it.
Excelente. Good job. Obviously, my name is Sean Simons, also known as PPG Grandpa. You can find me at runintothesky.com or runintothesky.org as we help disabled veterans learn to run into the sky. Or if they cannot, we help them roll into the sky also. Check out runintothesky.com. That is our main page right now, as we are going to be working on runintothesky.org, a new page is going to be built, which is going to be incredibly inclusive. Matter of fact, we have dropped our price from $3,500 for training down to $1,200 for training. So if you want an amazing training week, a 10-day class, or just come in on the weekends, you might want to check it out, because we're not going to keep it at $1,200 very long. Go to runintothesky.com and check us out quickly and sign up quickly before we go back up to $3,500. Good, but Steve, you got something going on too, don't you, on your Friday night? Tell us a little bit about
Yeah,
that, buddy.
kind of do a show on Fridays for the last umpteen million years. Just you can go to paramotoroutlaw.com. That'll take you over to my YouTube channel, or you can look up Scuba Vapes on YouTube. Either way, 8 to 10 every Friday. We just talk about paramotors and vaping because I like getting people off, or helping people get off cigarettes. It's still up to you. It's not, I can't be like, hey, get off cigarettes, and that works. So it's still up to you. You got to want to be able to get off, but I'll help you any way I can. But yeah, come check us out.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. And we also got Jim from Canada, eh? The only guy I know that has maple syrup smelling money and now wants to put maple syrup in his calendars. Tell us about the calendars, what you do over at carepp.com, and all your shenanigans over at carepppg.com.
Yeah, sure. So we've got the calendars. We've got a contest going on right now. It'll go on until next Tuesday. And for the Eclipse PPG calendars, you submit your photos and we'll make a calendar out of it. And they'll be available on that site as well. So please do that. We'll do some voting over the next week. Vote for yours. You can vote every day. And, yeah, we'll see which ones get in there.
Well, cool beans, and tell us a little bit about carepp.com. How are you able to make these calendars?
I have a printing company. Isn't that nice?
Wow, one of my flying buddies just showed up in chat. John French. That's
Oh, beautiful. Hopefully he has a picture and he could submit it.
I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, he jet skis, paramotors, you name it. He does all those crazy things.
Beautiful. Kramer. So yeah, if you need any printing done, just mention the show and we'll get you 10% off any printing that you need.
Oh, now it's just a show. I thought it was going to be PPG Grandpa. Damn. Right. How about your flying shenanigans? How do we check that out, Jim?
carepppg.com and you can see some of the videos that I've made up for all my flying shenanigans and trips.
And also, Jim reposts these videos that we do, our podcast, as videos on his channel. So if you miss it over here and you want to help him out with some views, make sure you go over and check out his channel at carepppg.com and subscribe, because I think you're giving away something still. What's that all about?
Yeah, I've got a giveaway for a Dudek t-shirt. And when we reach 1,500 subscribers, then I will give it away to one of the subscribers. Cool.
Excellente. Thank you very much. That is awesome. We also got our very own Linda Anderson from ParamomUSA.com with her hand always up.
Sorry, all the interruptions here. My kitty's actually underneath the desk now, and so she's double trouble tonight. Usually she's pretty good. But anyway, thanks for hanging with us tonight, all my chatters and listeners and viewers and all that good stuff. We so appreciate you every Monday night being here with us. Much love. And if you want to be a guest on my show, go to Paramom USA, take you right to my Facebook page, and just let me know, hey, I want to be on your show. And just message me, DM me, whatever. And I'll get you all set up. And you guys got somebody, anybody in the chat, you got, say, hey, I got maybe, I got this person or whatever. Send them over to me and we'll get them all set. We've got on the 25th, we got Dave Wirt is going to be our.
Linda, when you turn away from the laptop, we can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I'm out of control. Just turn the. Or just turn me off now. That's okay. You can mute me like Robert used to do. We have, well, I had to pick up something off the floor, that's why. Dave Wirt is going to be our guest on the 25th, and he's a weather guy, or he retired from doing weather stuff. And I talked to him on the phone. He's very knowledgeable about a whole bunch of stuff, so he's very excited to be on our show. So I'm super excited about it. So you guys all got to be here on the 25th, 29th. On the 29th, he'll be here at the end of the month. So I got him all lined up. And it's going to be a really good informative show. He had so much cool information. So, and I had to hear it first. So it's kind of cool. All
Absolutely.
right, that's all I'm going to tell you because it's a surprise.
Exactly. And if you fly, you might want to check out that show because it's all about weather. We also got our very own Brandon Mack. He is our director of engineering. He is a what AMP mechanic and works on aircraft. I think he said something about NASA. Tell us a little bit about yourself and welcome to the show for the first time. And thank you for being on our nonprofit. Thank you for being on our nonprofit board.
Well, I'm very grateful to be on the nonprofit. I am a veteran, a disabled veteran myself, and retired from the Marine Corps, and just have been trying to help as much as I can. I actually have a business called The Ardent Survivor, where I actually help people overcome fears, and so that they can actually get up in the sky and enjoy their life and have more confidence in everyday living. Also, I have, yes, you're correct. I'm an AMP, but I'm also a 30-year AMP. I've been working on everything from helicopters to aircraft to fixed wing, name it. I've actually had the chance to work with a lot of military contracting companies, where we design all kinds of interesting things in order to help stabilize flight and to help move it into the future. When Sean asked me to be part of the board, I was thinking, how can I help disabled veterans get into the sky? And I've come up with many, many different designs, along with some friends of mine that are also in the aviation community. Looking forward to helping. And if anybody has any maintenance questions and bringing this into the future with power paragliding, bringing it to where it's more safe, and maintenance can be reduced simply by doing some certain techniques, I'd be willing to share my information just to help y'all get ahead and decrease the chances for a motor out at altitude.
It sounds like you're very knowledgeable, Max. So maybe we can get you as a guest to have you talk about all that cool stuff that you have under your belt. So
Yeah, absolutely.
get up with Linda and come up with a date, and we will see you here as a guest. How cool is that, man?
Yeah, sure, man. Anytime. Anytime,
Excellent.
absolutely.
Very cool. Good. Hey, we should set them
Excellent.
up for next week, huh, Sean?
Mac, are you available for next Monday? Or you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you
Okay.
go.
Absolutely. That's
Well,
how
there
we
you go.
roll around here, man.
That
Get
was
that darn
quick. calendar back off the floor and start
Get
writing
her
on.
That was really quick. Is that a PPG calendar, Linda?
Right. No. It's on
Oh, it's a kitty
the table. This is my bigger booking one.
Oh, it's your booking
I got like
calendar.
five different calendars on the table. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Well, that's really awesome. Well, thank you, Mac. I appreciate that.
You bet. You bet. Thanks for having me,
Well,
Aaron.
absolutely.
all right, write it
I'm
down,
glad that I'm
Brandon.
glad that you're able to actually, come on here. I know that you're extremely busy. And the video where, I kind of had my incident, he's the one that actually was holding my neck still before they took me underneath the train.
Yeah.
You don't know if you don't know what I just said, you go to my channel, look at
Yeah.
you'll be able to see what we're talking about.
Not to mention the ride home from the hospital too.
Yeah,
That
I know,
was
right?
yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right. Mac took
Yeah.
me back from the hospital, so
Yeah,
he's
there's a lot of hours spent in the hospital there.
yeah, for sure.
Glad you're okay though, brother.
Don't know what we'd do without you. I know. Here I am, the broken back and stitches that I've been ripping out because I got a cyst taken out on the 2nd of this month. Here I am ripping out stitches, flying during the eclipse with a broken back, totally against all doctors. This doctor, the other doctor, my other doctors, don't do anything, stay at home and relax. I'm flying a pair of motorcycles.
Dedication, dedication.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Okay. All
All
right.
right. Well,
I'll
I
add
have.
you to the guest chat, Brandon.
Sounds good.
I'll do that
Excellent.
next. I got it
Okay.
covered, Sean. I got it covered.
That's incredible. All right. So we already know who we're going to be chatting with next week. I'm really
Yay.
excited. You guys are
Me
awesome. Don't
too.
forget to go over to ppgshane.com so you can watch their show tomorrow. Scuba Steve has the show over on Fridays at what's the dot com?
Paramotoroutlaw.com.
Paramotor Outlaw. I will remember that eventually.
No, you won't.
Nah, probably not. Go over and check out Jim over at carepp.com. He's our official sp sponsor. He has his own really cool printing, a care printing and publishing company. That's what the carepp.com is all about. Anna Shenanigans, carepg.com. But what's really important is to upload your really cool eclipse pictures over at, what is it, Jim?
ppgcalendar.com.
ppgcalendar.com. I saw Will's hand go up real quick. What was that?
Is that he was gonna say, make sure you watch Never Trust the Skinny Chef Shane tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good. The other thing I was gonna say is,
Oh.
Sean, did I hear you correctly to say that your training has been reduced to $1,200, was it,
Yes.
temporarily?
Yeah. So right now, we are trying to get some people in with $1,200 instead of $3,500. We got the school. You train with our gear. It's a 10-day class, or you can come in anytime that you want to around that class, whatever schedule that you have. It's normally $3,500, so it's only $1,200 right now. We're trying to get some people in. We already booked three different people in. We're kind of trying to do 3 or 4 people per month for the next 2 or 3 months. So if you want to do this, make sure you go over to runintothesky.com, check out all the information, look over at paramotorcollege.com for more in-depth details, including free PDFs that shows study guides, airspace, all that really cool stuff. If you haven't trained already, or if you have trained and you haven't got your ratings, you can come over and get ratings at our school and learn some cool stuff. So check out paramotorcollege.com for really cool PDFs and information.
19
What? Why is this thing saying stuff? And check out runintothesky.org and runintosky.com.
Well, hey, that is incredible. And if you're someone listening and if you're looking to get into this sport, don't try to do it yourself, man. I mean, you're gonna spend $1,200. You'll spend that either on broken equipment, broken legs, or good training. So you might as well start off the right way, and
Less painful.
it's less painful and a lot cheaper.
Definitely less painful.
Yep.
Definitely. All right. Anybody have anything before we head on out? All right. Well, I had a
Okay.
blast. Thank you very much. And if you guys are listening to this after the fact, and we got a lot of people actually right now that are listening
Oh.
to our live audio stream. So a shout out to Murphy Williams, ADMF. Thank you very much. Kevin Atkin, I hope I'm saying it right. and like the show, and ADMF like the show also. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to our audio show. You can always check us out over at clearproptv.com. Check us out, or we're listening, or hold on. Breathe, Sean, breathe. Okay, you can always search for PPG Grandpa's Paramotor Podcast. We are everywhere. So your favorite podcasting app, you'll be listening to all of our previous shows. After this streams live tomorrow, we strip out the audio from this podcast, and we put it up on PPG Grandpa's Paramotor Podcast. So you can listen to it in the car on your long trip to work, wishing that you were in the air flying instead of in crappy traffic.
So cool. Very cool. This was so fun.
Yeah.
So fun. Thank you, guys.
If you own a Tesla that has self-driving, just remember when you drive somebody else's car that it does not have self-driving.
has that happened?
I'm not going to say who. It's not me. But somebody I know owns a Tesla, and they paid for the self-driving thing, and then they went to drive their wife's car and forgot they were in their wife's car and went right through a red light. And I mean, because a Tesla will stop for red lights and go when the light changes. So they literally did like a movie scene in between cars. I'm surprised.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I would have freaked out.
If you own a Tesla, if you drive somebody else's car, remember that you're no longer in a Tesla. It's pretty important.
Steve, I hate when you say things I can't disagree with, man. Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh. That is scary.
Yeah,
it is. No. Oh, I never even thought about that.
Well, I wonder if they're going to have self-flying paramotors in the future.
That would be no fun.
That would be a shame.
No.
To be honest, the self-driving feature in a Tesla is $12,000 to get it activated. So I don't think a lot of people is going to be doing that.
Holy moly.
Yeah, you know, that's crazy, because when you buy a Tesla, it has all those packages already pre-built into it. Matter of fact, it has the capacity of the biggest battery available, but they limit it through software. So if you want a bigger battery pack, all you have to do is give them money and they change the software to let you use the entire pack.
The entire battery is already there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's just like the self driving part. It's just software.
Everything they got another one that's self parking. That's another fee. If you want to be able to self park, that's another fee. I don't know how much it is, but self driving is 12 grand. And you still have to touch steering wheel every once in a while to let it know you're there. So it's not like all cell. You can't just go to sleep, but that may happen in the future. And then they'll just have Tesla taxis that can go pick people up and take them somewhere, or your own car. If you own a Tesla, you can just send it out to Uber all day for you and make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get that $12,000 back, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had a great time today. Today was spectacular. I hope your solar eclipse day was amazing. If you're able to fly, I hope that you had a great time. And if you weren't able to and you just want to watch it on the ground, I hope you had an amazing time too. Thank you for everybody that came out to our first annual fly-in. And I don't know if we can make next year's fly-in just as good as this solar eclipse fly-in, but we're going to try our best. Thank you for all the donations. We actually got enough donations to put the shower in and completely redo our bathroom. So we are actually going to have a shower, washer, dryer. Everything's going to be taken care of. So we are going to be hooked up in the next month. So thank you very much for those donations.
That's exciting. That's so cool.
We also got the donations. So now we actually are going to have Wi-Fi over at the school, which is very, very important to have Wi-Fi, which means now we're going to be able to use our simulator with our VR goggles. So you'll be able to fly with VR now in the simulator over at Run Into the Sky.
Cool.
There you go.
Most excellent.
Very cool.
So you guys, thank you so much for everything that you do for this. This also is our nonprofit podcast that's part of Run Into the Sky. And we appreciate everything you guys do. And we'll see you next Monday when Mac apparently is going to be our guest. How cool is that, man?
You better get ready, man. We're gonna have to study hard for Mac's test when it comes up next
week. No, get ready. Let's go. Let's do this.
Very cool.
All right, guys.
Thank you again.
Appreciate y'all.
Much love.
We got already getting some pictures.
What's that?
Already getting some pictures for the
good. Oh, good.
Awesome. Yeah.
Cool. Much love, everybody.
Much love, and we'll see you next week. Same
Bye.
Bad time, same bad channel. Peace out, y'all.
Thank you. Bye.
That was so fun today. It was amazing.